So picture this. You go in and you're feeling a little bit hungry at lunchtime. You grab your little lunchbox and you open it up, and there next to your snack pack and your apple and maybe your little slice of fruitcake is a snake.
Is a snake. Well, at least it's better from that Vegemite sandwich Dad's been packing for the last 6 weeks.
Well, I don't mean a lolly snake. You know, I mean a brown... Well, look, Rolly Burrell, this has actually happened to somebody up at Harndorf. He is from Snake Catchers Adelaide. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
So this really happened?
Yeah. Look, we see all this stuff all the time.
You do not see them in lunchboxes.
Yeah, mainly down Maslin's Beach.
Righto. So what exactly...
It's that time of the year. They're all hatching and... Look, we're doing about 50, 60 calls a day, and they're all baby brown snakes. All the big stuff starts to look for places to hibernate, so all the young ones are hatching and they're looking for their first food before they hibernate.
So a photo was sent in of this lunchbox, and just to give everybody else a picture, it was kind of caught in the crevice around the lid, okay? So it's a small snake, but what did the person that sent it to you say? Like, was it their child that opened it, or...?
No, she actually opened it. She'd already started packing it, and it was just... The lunchbox itself has a lip around the top.
Yeah.
So it must... Snakes like to get into close places so they feel secure, so... When she opened up the lid...
this is Mum opening up the lid.
Yeah, okay. And she didn't even see it, and she was halfway through cooking the lunch, and then she saw it and then shut the lid down and gave us a call.
I can't even imagine what that...
Rolly Burrell, would a baby brown snake hurt you?
Oh, look, they're lethal. They're,
even a baby's lethal?
Yeah, they've got to have venom to eat.
Well, not if they're eating apples and chips.
No. I suppose they could have a bag of almond snakes too.
Yeah. And if there's a little one, does that mean that there are more around in this?
Well, the mother doesn't hang around with... She lays her eggs and she goes.
Okay.
And she's quite cannibalistic. Even if she comes across them in the garden, she'll eat them. So that there's no love there. So they have up to about 40 babies, and they are all hatching now. Look, I'm over it. I just want to go and hide on an island somewhere. We're getting smashed. We're going at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. There was one under a quilt a couple of days ago.
Oh.
The cat had brought it in, dropped it on the bed, and they both bolted. And,
there's a reason cats aren't man's best friend.
Yeah.
Is this normal for this time of year, or is this higher?
It is.
Okay.
This is one of the best years I've seen for us in 40 years that I've been doing it. Like, there's just baby snakes hatching everywhere. Last year we didn't have a spring. We got ripped off probably 3 months of the season, so they're definitely making up for it this year.
Okay, so what happened to this baby snake that you found in the lunchbox?
It just gets released again. We take him out quite a way away.
Well, that's why you're doing so much business, Rolly.
No, we're not like that. I could never forgive myself if we did that and someone got bitten by it. No, we've got to be careful what we do.
Oh, very good. Very good. Okay, is it just up at Harndorf or is it everywhere?
Oh, it's all over the place.
What, in the suburbs? Down on the plains?
Yeah, all the suburbs. And, you know, we're not doing a scare tactic. This just is what's happening for the first time in 40 years that I've seen it.
Check
your lunchbox.
It's not scary at all, opening your lunchbox and having a baby brown snake in there. Rolly Burrell, Snake Catchers Adelaide. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Bye.